it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am he, and he is I, Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy, and I'm a Gabby Award winner. She is the First Lady of Baseball, the Queen of Improv. She's a tofu taster, and she loves French fries. Miss Allie Mack. And then we have the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And behind the glass, making it all come together, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews, number one Eagles fan and creepy waiver. Good morning, guys.
Did everybody catch up on their sleep yesterday?
No, but yes.
I think you did.
I did it
wasn't
at the end.
The way you wanted to.
No.
But I think you caught up at some point. Yeah, I think you did. So that's good.
I slept hard when I got home yesterday. It was like, walk in the door. Hi, honey. Going to bed. That's
good for you.
It. Going to bed. So, yeah, I caught up. What about you, Dylan?
I also did catch up. I did a lot of the same thing that Ellie did. I was like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
I'm going to bed now.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? That's not how you talk to Simone. Please. He didn't want, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Like you're going in a locker room.
I mean,
hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, that's not how you talk to Simone.
I mean, like, it wasn't the exact words, but
I think
you know,
it was more like, "Hey, Simone, I'm home. If you don't need me for anything or have anything for me to do, can I maybe take a nap?"
You think he's like you think he's that guy? You think he's the if it's okay with you, I'm gonna hit.
Oh,
a nap
I
guy?
Know he's that guy.
No, absolutely not.
You know what's funny?
They are doing you dirty.
You know what's funny is Dylan popped up in a conversation randomly. Amy and I were talking about something else, and then Dylan popped up. She's like, "He's such a nice human being. There's no way you don't go home and be like, hey, Simone, you mind if I take a nap? I'm kind of tired.
Absolutely
a little sleepy."
Not. And actually, my memory just came back to me. Simone actually wasn't even there when I got home yesterday. So there's that. But usually she is there. And
you're such a nice guy, you even lie nice.
No, I'm not. I promise on everything. I forgot she wasn't there when I got back. So she wasn't even there when I got back. But usually how it goes is, I just say, what's up? I'll talk to her for a couple of minutes, like if she has to update me on, you know, ask her how her day was. So we'll talk for a few minutes, and then she'll be like, you going to lay down or you going to bed? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to bed. So, again, she knows the deal. That's my main point about this whole thing. She knows the deal. She knows the vibes when I get back. I'll talk to her a few minutes, and then it's time for me to lay down.
There was no social media content for you to film yesterday for her with someone winning a chain with you cheering them on in the background.
Oh.
I caught a second one.
Yeah. Thank goodness there's not. But there was, it was before, this was on Monday night. She was like, before you leave, I need you to help film one thing real quick for me after you do your show call. And I was like, okay. But it ended up turning out that I asked her before I was off. I was like, hey, do you still need to feel the thing? She's like, no, I don't feel like it anymore. You're released. So there are times where she's like, hey, I need you to do this. So
you're released.
Being a TikToker sounds stressful. Really does.
I mean, you're supposed to put out so much content.
Yeah,
every
sounds,
single
sounds stressful.
That
she constantly tells me how much she hates doing content, but at the same time, she loves it just because like she's clocked in 24/7. Yeah.
Vicious cycle for sure. Well, let's get you caught up on what's been going on since we last got to chat. Dodgers won the NLCS Game 2 against the Milwaukee Brewers 5-1. Yamamoto became the first pitcher since 2017 to throw a complete game in the playoffs. Justin Verlander did it in 2017. So Dodgers lead the series 2-0. Game 3 is tomorrow. Blue Jays and Mariners meet tonight for Game 3 of the ALCS. Mariners are leading the series 2-0. The Ravens have released C.J. Gardner-Johnson 1 week after signing him. The NFL has suspended Detroit's Brian Branch for one game without pay after slapping Kansas City's Juju Smith-Schuster in the face. Jerry Jones says the Cowboys are still in it and open to making a defensive trade. We'll get into that later. And USC and Michigan are questioning the proposed Big Ten private capital deal. Of course, our Falcons head coach Raheem Morris spoke with the media yesterday and gave us this much-anticipated update on Jake Matthews.
Today, all I know is it's going to be day-to-day. It was an ankle. So you know, we know who he is. We know what he doesn't miss. So we'll just have to see, Taryn. But I feel really positive about him and what happened based on not having any idea last night.
I'm a little bit shocked. I mean, I guess with it being Jake Matthews, I shouldn't be surprised by this. But the positivity in Raheem's voice almost makes it sound like he's like, yeah, you know, could be back at practice by the end of the week. And I don't think he will be. I don't know how on a short week with a 6-day, you know, work week and a short turnaround and a West Coast trip that you would be like, yeah, day to day. Like, I'm shocked that we didn't just hear, yeah, he's going to be out this weekend.
Right.
But again, and Bo knows this better than anybody, I shouldn't be because it's Jake Matthews. Like, it just kind of is what it is, and that's what we've come to expect from him.
Yeah, if there's anybody that's going to play, it's Jake. I mean, go back to when AJ got her injured, and what verbiage did he use then? He didn't use day-to-day. He said he's week-to-week.
Correct.
Which made me think immediately that he was going to miss at least a game. He missed, what, two, and then the bye week. Well, he didn't miss the bye week, but we had it. I think he's going to play, and I don't think he's going to practice. I don't think he's gonna. I think that he might be there for the walkthrough Friday, before, you know, because as far as I know, it's a normal week up there. You know, it's, you know, you had Tuesday, they had treatment. You know, you had the virtual stuff, and then it would be a Wednesday, probably a walkthrough type practice. You know how Raheem kind of takes care of these guys, and then Thursday they'll practice, and then maybe Friday they'll have a little bit normal practice. But I think he sounds like he's going to play to me. I don't know why he would have said day-to-day. He would have said week-to-week. But it sounds positive. It sounds really positive. You know, we don't even know what it is. Was it a point where it felt like maybe he got hit and it was like a bad contusion and it felt like maybe they had to do x-rays or something? I don't know. Again, we didn't hear anything. Mm-hmm. There was no update other than – the update I got, Jake out.
Yeah.
Ankle.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked like a high ankle sprain, but this guy's played on a high ankle sprain before. The problem is he was in year one.
Yeah, a little bit different.
This is 180-something consecutive starts in, 184, I believe.
It almost felt surreal to see Jake walking up the tunnel with the trainers. Like, it really did. Like, it just – it feels weird, and you've seen him get rolled up before. You've seen him, you know, have certain issues or maybe try to shake something off. It's not like he hasn't missed any plays in the last 10, 11, 12 years. But it almost felt surreal to see him walking up the tunnel. You're like, man, I didn't consider that to be a possibility today.
It's surreal, I guess, is a good term. It's kind of like humbling. There's certain guys that I feel like are Superman on that team as far as that I don't have to worry about them. And Jake Matthews is the guy. Like, I don't think – like, Jake Matthews is – like, when I've seen him, like, kind of struggle to get off the field before, not terribly. But this one, I watched the entire thing, and I was like, the way he was walking, I was scared. Like, I felt like that, oh, no. You know, that uh-oh, that pit in your stomach. And, you know, Bergeron got hurt, too, in the game.
Yeah, he got rolled up. Got rolled up from the back.
And let me tell you – let me ask you something, because you played. I saw him stretching, and in the huddle – he's like listening to play call, and he's like almost like stretching, like he was setting, and more of like if he was at tackle than the guard, the way he it was almost like he was in a tackle set, and then like then he ran to the line of scrimmage for the next play and got down, and I was like, and this is all in my head because I got the sky goggles on, you know, field goggles, whatever you want to call them, and I'm like,
binoculars.
I guess he's good.
I've been in that situation before.
Did you do that too? You stretched?
Yeah. Well, you're not really stretching. What you're doing is you're testing to see if it's going to hurt.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're just simply going,
how bad it hurts.
Man, that really hurt. Am I going to be okay on this play? And if not, I'm just going to lay down on the ground. You know what I mean? Like, that's the best thing you can do as an injured player. I messed up the very last play of my career. I mess that up, and I get so mad at myself about it. Mm. I got hurt. I knew it was going to be a bad injury. I could feel it because I had already had one on the other foot before. And I limped off, and I left the offense. It was a preseason game. I left like Mike Tyson, the offense, scrambling to find somebody to fill my spot, which I should never do. You should never do that. If you get hurt, go down on the ground. Let the other guy, you know, let them find your backup. Let them, you know, get him up to speed on the situation. Maybe he even gets a practice rep here and there. And then you kind of, you don't get dropped into the deep end. And I, oh man, I get so mad at myself when I think of that situation. I'm like, you idiot, hit the floor.
You know what? Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's funny is Arch has a story identical to that, but slightly different. Him and Buddy Curry, I guess, had this thing where Buddy was like, you don't – and Buddy played linebacker back in the 80s with the Falcons. And he goes, you don't stay on the field. You get hurt, you get off the field. That's the rule. You get off the field. Not you get fined or something like that. They had some kind of thing. And so I think it was when he hurt his shoulder and he goes down and he like gets up and like – just takes off and gets off the field, and they had to call a timeout because the backup quarterback couldn't find his helmet or something.
Yeah, there you go.
And he's like, and again, it's Arch's story. I don't want to butcher it too bad. And he's like, he goes like, the coach's like, what are you doing? He's like, he goes, you got to stay down on the field so we can get your replacement. And he's like, no. He goes, what do you mean? No? He goes, nah, me and Buddy got a thing. You don't do that. You don't stay on the field. So it's funny that you brought that up, like, because that's the story, I think. But
there's this, and there's also at certain positions as well, like you. Well, and at that point, I think that was a tight end snap. So I think that was in the back of my head. We were in jumbo formation. I was playing jumbo tight end. It was like, all right, they're probably not going to go jumbo twice in a row. But they did. And I remember him, poor Ryan Schrader at the time. He grabbed Ryan Schrader and he goes, get in there at jumbo. And Ryan Schrader's like, I don't know what I'm doing. What? I don't play tight end. I don't play tight end.
But I can't imagine how many thoughts were going through your mind, though. I feel like you got to extend yourself some grace when something like that happens.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you're kind of in panic mode.
I was. I was like, man, this ain't good.
I think a lot of times, you see it a lot lately, teammates will come over and be like, hey, stay down, or they'll call the trainers out. And as soon as the trainers run on the field, they're gonna slow the process down, right? That's just from my thinking of it, but these days when anybody you notice these days, I almost feel like any NFL game you watch, if anybody goes down for any injury, there's always somebody that takes their helmet off and takes the knee, like in the near
they're
them.
Gassed, though. They're exhausted.
Yeah, and they're like, oh.
I will say, you used to see college coaches that would see players that were kind of limping, and they would point to the ground like, dude, lay down. Mm-hmm. Now the college coaches are terrified. They're like, I don't want to get fined. I'm not faking injury. Just whatever you want to do out there.
Well, somebody brought it up the other day about the inside 2 minutes in the NFL, and I think it's college as well. Sometimes the rules change a little bit, but if you get injured, you have to take a timeout.
I was going
to
say, or a 10-second runoff.
Yeah, 10-second runoff. And somebody was like, are we really, it almost brought it like, it's 2025, really. Really penalizing people for players getting injured.
I'd rather it that than the other way.
I would too.
Where they're faking injury.
And that's the reason why.
Well, we've got a lot to get into during the show today. Coming up next, that final drive that sealed the Falcons win on Monday night. Mike and Bo have been looking it over. They're going to break it down next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.